I'm Trevor Castle, and we've got a very special guest joining us at the first annual Knights of Columbus Pelathon. And that's Bella Van Gorp, who is a recent Pella High graduate, just started her first year at Central College. Bella, thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, of course.
All right, so today the Knights of Columbus are raising money for persons with intellectual disabilities. How have they helped you and your family in the past?
It helped me, this family, to be more independent, and just mainly to all the people who made my senior year really amazing. And yeah, I'm just so thankful for that. So
Bella's mom, Jen, is with us as well. Jen, what have they meant to you? What kind of opportunities have they opened up for Bella as she's now transitioning into the next phase of her life?
Yeah, well, you know, Bella, having graduated from Pella High School, was afforded a lot of really wonderful opportunities as a student. She got to participate in really great programs to help her development in terms of independent living skills, job readiness skills, and then just things that are fun, like Special Olympics activities and all of those. And the funds that have been raised by Knights of Columbus have contributed to all of those opportunities. So we're really grateful as a family.
And Bella, let's talk about the Special Olympics. What did you participate in there?
I participated in the softball throw and the 50-meter dash, 100-meter dash, and tennis throw.
Basketball.
Cheerleading.
Biking. Several years. Yeah.
And my favorite one was biking.
I know that when I talked to Joe Lichtai, he mentioned that the Special Olympics is kind of like the booster club for folks that have intellectual disabilities. And Jen, I know your family, Dave has been very involved in the booster club. What does it mean to be able to be involved in a group like this that helps folks like Bella through the Special Olympics?
Well, it's really amazing. It just speaks volumes to the fact that all of our students and all of our kids and adults have something to offer. And some of it is athletics, some of it is something to contribute to the community. And when these programs allow students who have intellectual disabilities and physical disabilities, when speaking of Special Olympics, afford them that opportunity to showcase what they can do in an environment that is inclusive and encouraging, it's a great opportunity for the students, and it's awesome for a parent to get to watch.
And Bella, your mom mentioned that that this program has helped you with job readiness and getting ready for the next part of your life. You are at Central College. What are you hoping to do next? What's the next part of your life for you as you work your way through college?
I hope to be more independent, especially when I'm going to grow up and start my adult life. And yeah, just like.
Yeah.
Anything you'd want to add to that, Mom?
Yeah, and I think she's looking forward to the opportunity to be a college student and all that comes with that. You know, new opportunities, new friendships, opportunities to attend sporting events, maybe even get to cheer for some of those. It's a really awesome partnership between Central College and Pella Community School District in providing both academic advancement in terms of job readiness skills and independent living skills, and then also that experience of being a college student and all that goes with that. That's something Bella dreamed of, and we could not be more excited and thrilled that that dream has become a reality for her.
Awesome. Bella, thanks so much for joining us. Go Dutch.
Woohoo!
Go Dutch.
All right, we're at the first annual Knights of Columbus Pelathon at the Pella Opera House. Hot off the press's first report of the day. So far, the guys have made 10 calls. You hear the bell ringing in the background. They've raised $2,000 so far towards their $25,000 goal. I'm Trevor Castle, broadcasting from the Pella Opera House for the first annual Knights of Columbus Pelathon on 92.1 KRLS. Woo!